This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, it's the morning mess. It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for another Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Jackson?
Morning!
Hey, good morning, gang. How's everybody doing?
Hey!
It seems like everyone's good, Jackson. How can we help you get revenge on your girlfriend, Holly, this morning?
My girlfriend straight up drugged me.
She drugged you.
Yeah. Like, when I say drugged, there's a lot of people think, okay, a roofie or something. No, it's not illegal.
So how'd she drug you then?
She drugged me with melatonin? Yeah.
I take melatonin.
What? That's a vitamin, not a drug, right?
I think it's a hormone, technically, but she gave this to you without you knowing?
Yeah, so what you were just saying, a hormone, right? Like, come on, I don't need hormones in my body.
Well, you do, but...
Why did she slip this into your drink?
So I was having trouble sleeping. I was going through a little bit of insomnia. Just stressed from everything that's going on, all this crazy crap in the world. And I just couldn't sleep. I was having a bunch of anxiety. So she's like, don't worry, baby. I got you. Okay, let me make you some tea. And I'm like, okay, you know, it helped for like a week. I was having the most insane, crazy, whacked out dreams. Like, sometimes they were really good, and sometimes they were extremely terrorizing. Like,
I've been there. The melatonin is no joke. I don't take melatonin on the regular because I was getting weird dreams. I know, Carly, you jumped on melatonin. The weird dreams come with it.
Oh, there are dreams that make absolutely no sense, but then you wake up and you're like, or do they?
Right.
What?
Now, Jackson, I know there's different milligrams. I mean, the more you take, the weirder the dreams are going to be. Like, did she tell you how many milligrams she popped in your tea?
No, I have no idea.
So, Jackson, the thing is that you did not consent to this melatonin.
No, I totally did not. The thing is, she always has no problem sleeping. And I just thought, you know, like, some people just don't have issues. And she would drink tea every night. And I never realized it. I thought, oh, whatever, it's like caramel or whatever, chamomile or whatever that is.
Okay.
So I didn't tell her for like a week. I said, I'm having these crazy dreams. And she's like, oh, that's fine. You know, and I'm like, what do you mean? That's not normal. And she's like, no, it's a side effect from melatonin. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, the tea I gave you has melatonin in it. And I'm like, what kind of
Wow. Okay.
So she didn't tell you beforehand.
Wow.
What if I have, like, a side effect to this?
Right.
What if I freaking
die? You did. You ended up having side effects to it.
Wow.
So as far as I'm concerned, you do have all the reasons to get some revenge.
How do you want to get revenge on her this morning?
I've been thinking about this. I saw this show about these people that are dream interpreters, these wackos that can tell you what your dream means. You know what I mean?
Okay. First of all, they're not wackos, okay? Some of us have a gift. Right, Nacho?
Yes, I totally agree. I'm wacko. So you want me to be a dream interpreter?
Yeah. So be like a dream interpreter, and her hair is like everything to her. Has to be perfect all the time. She's got to be the right color all the time. Mm-hmm. She's always worried about it. So tell her something like she's going to lose her hair or it's going to turn white or something.
Wow.
You've thought this out. Okay, well, I am going to prank call your lady and make her think that she is going to go bald. Okay?
Uh-huh.
amongst other things. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Let's get to it. All right, I have Holly's number here. We're pranking her up next with Nacho's Revenge. It's the morning mess. Okay, your morning mess here in the middle of Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Jackson, and he let us know that he has to get back at his girl. I guess he's been having some trouble sleeping, and his girlfriend Holly thought it would be...
Thought it would be cute to just, like, secretly slip in some melatonin in your tea. You had no idea about it, and you called us up telling us that she was drugging you.
Yes, she is definitely drugging me, or what? Yeah, totally.
Now you want to get some revenge, so you have the idea for Nacho to be a dream interpreter?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Nacho, have you ever been a dream interpreter before?
Well, not on the radio, no. One of my hobbies is doing that.
This is going to be great.
You want me to make her think that she's losing her hair because that's her love?
Yes, yeah, she's obsessed with her hair. Just losing it would put her into... complete shock.
I mean, me too. I'm not trying to lose my hair, so.
Yeah.
Well, I got her number here. We're going to call her and ruin her morning, okay?
Perfect.
This man.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Holly, please?
Yeah? Who's this?
Hi, this is Nacho with two O's. I am the top dream interpreter over at You Sleep Deep in Corporate. How are you today?
I'm fine. How did you get my number?
Well, it says here your boyfriend Jackson signed you up for a dream interpretation with me.
My boyfriend Jackson?
It says Jackson.
Oh,
is that him?
My boyfriend's name is Jackson.
Okay, well, Jackson, but listen. So I'm thinking that we do the session over the phone. Is that okay with you?
He didn't tell me I had a session, but I guess it's cool.
Okay, does right now work for you?
Oh, right now?
No time like the present, am I right?
I actually have a dream journal, so you know what? We could do it.
Okay, great. So I'll get started with a little few questions. First of all, how are you sleeping?
I've been sleeping great, actually.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So next question, okay?
Okay.
How are your dreams, though?
Honestly, they're kind of weird, but I actually like it. It's been entertaining to wake up to.
Congrats.
What?
Well, you said they're kind of weird. Explain that.
Well, I tried to tame, like, a wild horse that I found, and the horse was, like, talking the whole time. It was really weird.
The horse was talking?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, what color was that horse?
I think it was purple.
I thought you would say that. To be honest, that's not very good. It's not great.
Why?
Well, I will say that you shouldn't call your mother for at least 3 days right now.
What? Why?
I really shouldn't get into the specifics, but just promise me that you won't talk to your mother for at least 3 days.
But what if she calls me?
Well, ignore it.
Ignore my mother?
Yes, ignore her. Purple horses, ignore them all.
Yes, I won't talk to her then.
Very good. That's great. Right. Great. Okay, next question. Okay, Holly?
Yeah?
Have you had any dreams lately with the sky in them?
Yeah, often, actually.
Oh, my goodness. That's not great.
What does that mean?
Holly, I'm sorry. I'm just doing my job here. I'm not trying to alarm you, but don't drive this month, okay?
Are you kidding me?
For the rest of the month, it is in your best interest for you and the world if you do not drive, okay? It would not be great.
Jesus, can you tell me more?
No, I shouldn't. I couldn't possibly. Well, maybe. Listen. Oh, no, I can't.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go now.
No, Holly, wait. I have one last question. It's very, very, like, I could not sleep at night if I did not ask you this last question, okay?
What?
Do you have any dreams at all with a dog in them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Holly, I need you to do something for me right now. It's very imperative, okay?
What?
I need you to go to
what?
The bathroom right now.
Oh my God. Now?
Yes, right now. Go, Holly, go.
Oh,
go.
My God. Okay, I'm going.
Okay, you're walking to the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, now this is very, very important. The lights are on, right?
Yes, what is it?
Well, I don't know yet. Is there a mirror there?
Yes.
Obviously. Okay, so look in the mirror.
Okay.
Do you see yourself?
What am I looking for? Yes.
Okay, thank God, because that would have been all bad. I would have been like, you're dead. So listen, Holly, are you going bald? Look at your hair.
Oh,
is it thinning?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes. I'm going bald. What am I going to do? Oh, my God.
Okay, don't freak out. I guess that's too late. But listen, Holly. Okay, Holly, really quick. Do you have mayonnaise?
I don't know. What?
Do you have mayonnaise?
Yes, I have mayonnaise.
All right, where is it at?
In the kitchen.
Go to the kitchen.
Okay.
I don't know how big your house is. If it's a big house, run. If it's small, just walk over there, just jog.
It's small. I'm already here.
Open up the refrigerator.
It's open.
Okay, is there mayonnaise in there?
Yes, I already told you we have mayonnaise.
Okay, what you got the mayonnaise, okay? It's not Miracle Whip. If that's it, throw it out right now. That's not Miracle Whip, is it?
No, I have real mayonnaise.
Okay. Now, Holly, start putting that mayonnaise in your hair.
On my hair?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna put the mayonnaise in my hair right now.
Holly!
What?
Okay, get the mustard next.
No!
Okay, Holly, are you there?
What the hell is going on?
We're the Morning Mess. You're live on the radio right now. Your man Jackson put us up to this prank call. He's on the line right now.
Hello, my little Holly baby.
Kidding me?
Jackson, you want to let her know why the prank?
Yeah, you freaking drugged me.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.